This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped this week to 145, the lowest point since spring. About half are unvaccinated. 9 out of 10 cases are the highly transmissible Omicron subvariant BA5. Dr. Dan Pastula from CU Anschutz says doctors expect a busy winter with respiratory viruses. A new booster aimed at fighting Omicron is now available.
But also don't forget about the influenza vaccine.
Colorado's coronavirus positivity rate has dropped to almost 5%, but that number does not include most home rapid tests. A famous Denver Metro restaurant is celebrating a cultural achievement. Casa Bonita, now owned by creators of the TV show South Park, recently offered language classes to all workers in English and Spanish. CPR's Tony Gorman attended the graduation ceremony.
It was all smiles as each person walked up to receive their certificates. 29 staff members recently completed a 32-week program in a second language of either English or Spanish. Executive Chef Dana Rodriguez knows from experience the importance of communication in Mexican restaurants.
I worked in kitchens a long time, and I didn't speak any English when I moved to Colorado. I still don't speak English, it's Spanish. But at least people understand me a little bit.
Those who received their certifications have been assigned positions with area nonprofits to practice their second languages until the restaurant reopens.
So we can have the best Casa Bonita in the whole world.
In Lakewood, I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A pair of highly endangered red wolves has a new home at a sanctuary outside Colorado Springs. The Colorado Wolf and Wildlife Sanctuary says the animals recently retired from a breeding program in Texas. Federal estimates suggest only about 20 red wolves still live in the wild, with well over 200 in captivity. This is CPR News and KRCC.